it.
Well, my Almost Human this week is decidedly a little more dark. But it in keeping with the theme of the show, somber. I'm giving my Almost Human award to, quote, the Republicans, unquote. Now, the granted, who? Yeah, that just who is the Republicans? Exactly. I mean, there is no the Republicans. But, you know, we had our Dave called in earlier, and he may be calling back because he did something very interesting, I think, that bears tying into this thing. But, listeners, you all basically know who I am and what I'm all about, and we're on a mission. I formed the American Conservatives of Color, and our mission is to make the conservative side of the political aisle a more attractive alternative to ethnic minority voters. This has got to happen. Everybody knows this has got to happen. If it doesn't happen, this game is over. The Republicans, again, whoever that is, Ryan Call. Ryan Call.
Now, why is this dark? This is just dark.
That's my mood. Okay. All right, I'm in a bad.
I've had it up to here. If you could see Derek's face, folks, I mean, he looks all wrinkled up. He looks like he's 75 years old, and he's only 70.
Our state chairman embodies, quote, the Republicans, unquote, whoever that is.
Okay.
We've been doing this. I formed the Rocky Mountain Black Tea Party. It's been almost 2.5 years. We've had monthly on-the-ground meetings every single month for 2.5 years, except 1 month when we got snowed out.
Yep.
This year, March. You know, you come to our meetings, and we get 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 people sometimes. We had 600 once. Ryan Call has never set foot in one of our meetings, ever. We have every month for 2.5 years in Colorado Springs, every month for a year in Denver. He's been to one meeting when he was the invited guest speaker. He knows what I'm trying to do. He's heard my presentation, as you have, and the plan that we're putting forth to help Republicans reach out to minorities. He invites me to come to this meeting with Reince Priebus. Reince Priebus comes to town, and there's a small, unannounced, closed-door meeting.
Who, by the way, folks, is the head of the Republican Party for the United States.
The RNC chair.
RNC. He's the RNC
chair.
He
flies in for a meeting with about 35 or 40 of us. He has a hard exit. He's got to leave at 3:30 to catch a flight. Ryan Call goes around the room, gives the microphone to every white elected Republican official in the state, and lets them go off for as long as they want to. Gives me the microphone at 3:29 and 30 seconds. 30 seconds left in the meeting, and says, I'm sorry. And I get 30 seconds to speak to the man. I get to speak at the state central committee meeting. I get invited to speak. Okay, wow. The guy who's trying to reach out to the young people, whom we all know we all need, he puts us up there last and puts the Doug Lamborns of the world up there first. These people don't get it. They're almost human. And if we don't get rid of some of them and replace them with people who do, we're in a world of hurt.
You got to your point. Well, let me make my point to your point. The permanent political class has got to go, folks. We've got to have term limits. We've got to get people that go in and serve and want to do something.
Well, that's our fourth segment.
And go home.
I'm going to go loose in the fourth.
I am going loose
on this one.
I've had it with this.
But we're on the economy now.
Yeah.
So you can't even keep it corked up. You can't help yourself, can you?
Well, you know, it is what it is.
You are with that like I am with this. So let's talk about the economy for a couple of minutes, because something extraordinary happened this week.
You mean our false economy? The economy that's being held up?